Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 189. Mac and me.
Nice.
I got a clicker. Look at
that's
that.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's dope.
Prop department is pulling through. Got a little budget going on here. Okay. Shit's about to get real, everybody.
I got one of these for Christmas, and it's still in the box. I don't know where to put it. Like, you got
I have that right here.
I was like, do I put it behind me, like by that light? I'm like, I don't know where to put it. But
yeah, I didn't have. I was like, back here, it'd be way far away. I don't know. So it just sits there. Episode 189, Mac and me. My wife has been pushing me to put this on the list, and it was finally chosen. I don't know anything about this shit. I just remember seeing the VHS cover as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone saw this weird alien cover, even if you didn't see the movie. And apparently, a lot of people like it. A lot of people hate it. It is one of those in the running for the worst movie ever kind of debates, too.
Yeah.
Directed by Stuart Raphael. Hasn't really done anything. I looked at his filmography. It's pretty barren. Released August 12th, 1988 in the United States. August 5th, 1988 in Hong Kong. They got it a little early. Budget of $13 million. How much did that new Godzilla cost? Like $5 million.
Somewhere around there.
Like $5 million. Just wow, $13 million. The box office domestic of 6.4. So, in
yikes.
Sequel was canceled. At the end, they got the we'll be back.
Big mistake.
Oh man, and this movie. It's a great movie. It's a really great movie. It's got one of the greatest sodas of all time, Elixir of Life.
Is that a Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola in your hand? I just want to make sure that that's a Coca-Cola in your hand. Okay.
It's a Coca-Cola. spiced. So, you know, Dune's up. Coca-Cola is heavily involved. So is Skittles. Mm-hmm. And so is McDonald's. So apparently there's some kind of deal with this movie and McDonald's. Like, director denies it, but a lot of people say McDonald's helped fund the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a portion of the profits are supposed to go to the Ronald McDonald House charities. Poor Ronald McDonald House is banking on this. Yeah, we're going to help the kids. And, so they signed this big deal with McDonald's. I thought it was an interesting story. And then, like, near the end of production or after they already started filming, they signed that big deal with Disney that they had till, like, 2006, that big late 80s into 2006 deal. And then they stopped in 2006 because there's a big controversy about promoting unhealthy food to kids.
Mm.
But and then they didn't care about this movie anymore, and they're, like, trying to stop it and limit the product placement. Even the name, people are like, Mac and me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a little coincidental? And there's some kind of acronym for Mac, right? It was like
Kind
of alien acronym. I forgot what they said. Anyways. And they told them, okay, we'll finish out this movie. We got a new deal with Disney. There's a couple stipulations. Don't put Ronald McDonald in the movie. And they did anyway. And I'm pretty sure he's credited as himself.
Yeah, I think so.
Like Ronald McDonald, featuring Ronald McDonald, in a dance scene in a McDonald's. So we'll get to that. Starts out with a terrible looking 2001 A Space Odyssey kind of ape scene. It just looks like Nevada or something.
Nevada desert.
It's just a desert. Couple shitty alien costumes walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And they whistle to communicate, which is a convenient way to have your mask only have the O for a mouth and not have to articulate it.
Yeah.
I think that's where that comes from. 13
even
million
won't
be too much.
Sucking up that planet juice with the straw. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. All I need to do is sip Coca-Colas and whistle. So the mouse don't need to move, do they? No, I don't see why they would. No, that's fine. We're fine. And oh, they just move so awkward in these suits and the way they walk, like they can't fucking move. Then we get a NASA lander landing, looking like shit. It's got like a back porch floodlights on it. It's just from a Home Depot strapped on. The scale is kind of weird and off. You're like, what is this thing? Is this supposed to be like human size? It's not, but at first you don't know. And it's taking samples, and they're all looking at it and stuff. And then a big vacuum hose comes out, and Mac is like the little baby of the family. There's like a slightly bigger kid, and then there's the two adults. And it goes, it's all sucking. And I was like, oh, it's going to suck up the little one. That's how we're going to get one. And I was like, well, he's kind of small enough to get sucked in that, I guess. But no, they do some morphing, turning him, elongating him, and making him morphed in there. And then they sucks up the whole damn family. And they all sit down. I'm like, oh, come on, dude, really? And then it takes off and goes back to NASA. And then they're playing this scene really serious where they're going through the logs and they're looking at stuff. Oh, the mouse doesn't seem to make sense. Check it again. Yeah. God damn it. They're playing this scene like it's Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going hard on this one.
A hazmat suits.
They got the computers and stuff. They actually got some good props and costumes. And then there's something in there. Oh, shut up. Did you hear that? No, I swear. Then how did they come out of the little canister and they do some more morphing weird shit, right, where they get big and come out, and then they kind of just meander their way out. They kind of walk out. Oh my god.
Stay back.
Security can't catch them. There's people with guns and shit, and they just meander their way out into the desert. And who doesn't? Mac gets out first, right? And that's how he's separated.
Yeah.
He kind of wanders out first and goes on his own way. And then we get the family. I don't remember their damn names, dude.
Eric, Michael, and I don't know what the mom's name was.
Yeah, but what's the family name? Damn. I don't know. Yeah. Janet Cruz and her two sons. So the Cruz family. They're in their car going to a new house in California. This is going to be so cool. And then, there's like a car accident. And Mac like rolls into the street. And then they got like a blazer up on a car and all this crazy. Oh, yeah. God damn.
Ridiculous.
Did you see it? It was a little creature. And Eric is in a wheelchair. And during the movie, I was like, man, this is some pretty good wheelchair acting for a kid.
Yeah.
Usually you'll see notice some things where they use their legs a little too much or something. It doesn't look right. And then, yeah, I looked it up and yeah, he actually uses a wheelchair. Mm. That's why it looks so good. And, they're all trying to be tied in with the Ronald McDonald House. They're trying to be inclusive and actually use a mobily impaired person for this role. And, no one notices it cause the movie's so shitty. And no one cares. And it just kind of goes over without much ado. But there was some controversy because I guess they kept putting this kid in dangerous-ass situations.
It looked like it.
Where he's, like, actually in the wheelchair, like, rolling downhill, going really fast and stuff. And, like, yeah, I guess that was something. He might have actually fallen down that cliff into that water. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a scene, not to jump ahead.
When he's in the water, it looks like him.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Being able to swim. That could put him in water. Don't there's worry, we'll save you.
There's a scene later on where he's being chased by the agents, and he's rolling through oncoming traffic. And I swear, dude, there were some shots where I'm like, that was close. That was real fucking close. Getting hit by a fucking car.
Yeah, and it looked like almost they were towing him behind something and going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because it did, his... And then he's like occasionally, you know, hands the wheels of the wheelchair, but you could tell he's, you're just going way too fast to be pumping that thing like that. You are cruising, dude. Hit a fucking rock and anyways, they get to the house. Max starts making an appearance in the house. All the while, there's so much good product placement in the, even in the car ride there. Man, these Skittles are good. And he's like sipping his Coca-Cola very loudly. Just this Coca-Cola original formula is very good.
Did you steal my Coca-Cola, Michael?
You stole my Coke.
I didn't steal your Coca-Cola, Eric.
No, I have my own stash of Coca-Colas. I don't even need your Coca-Cola, Eric. But man, I could go for a Big Mac right now.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
Always, there's like another scene later. He's like, you know what I think? You know what I need? Like, Eric's like, what, a Big Mac? No, but that's a good guess. Those are delicious. You know, I love the double patty, special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, I tell you what.
Oh my God.
Side riff. Did you know they got a double Big Mac now? They're featuring at McDonald's. I tried it. It's amazing. But the thing is, the Big Mac, I don't think, needed to be altered. It's a little too big and sloppy, okay? The Big Mac had a perfect amalgam of meat and bread. It's already got three fucking breads, all right? It's already out there.
Yeah.
Okay? You add the two extra patties, it's a little much. It's just slopping out the sides. It's good, but I'm like, I think maybe two Big Macs if I'm really roaring. I don't need the double stuff. Anyways, it was worth a shot, McDonald's. Good try. Glad to see you're innovating. And he starts poking around the house, and there's some goofy stuff at the house. Yeah, California. And he just loads up his little brother's wheelchair on top of his lap with all this shit. Yeah. Are you going to carry anything? Yeah, I got my skateboard, little bro. And then what they say about the hill, oh man, this hill is gonna be good for wheeling. Talking about him skating in his brother wheelchair. Not till we look at it first. Yeah, we gotta scope the hill out first. Oh gosh, California, man. Oh yeah, and then the little girl, the neighbor, I forget her name, but she's across the street in a freaking teepee.
Not the best.
Yeah, they're like,
not the best.
How do you do? I'm the neighbor girl. I'm communing with nature.
Oh,
she's got like a fucking a chameleon on her hair.
Yeah.
Like it's some other stuff. And he's like, wow, California's out there, dude.
Oh,
yeah. McDonald's was okay with all of this. What do they finally find Mac? Oh, yeah, one night Eric wakes up and goes to the living room, and then like I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Mac started making the living room like the outside. He was like bringing in plants and sand.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all fucked up. And then all of a sudden there's a drill coming through the wall. And then you see like Mac's eye like looking in. And then another one. And he's like, what the fuck? Why is he drilling holes in the wall? And then like he goes to the front door for some reason. And then like a saw blade comes through it. And then it's like a little triangle. And then it's like Mac. Like looking, he's already been in the house. He's been fucking it up all night. It's like, what is he doing? At first, I thought the drywall drill was coming from the outside, and like he was outside. That would make a little more sense. I was like, why would your outside wall of your house just be drywall? It's just drywall separating you from the California weather. Anyways, and then mom comes in. Oh my God, the house is ruined. And then, what fucking goes on from there? This movie was, I don't know, it was hard to watch. I enjoy bad movies from the 80s and 90s that are just kind of cheesy. We just talked about The Skateboard Kid before we started. That's another one, but it's fun.
Yeah. Short Circuit.
It's fun.
Short Circuit, yeah. Fun, yeah.
Hey, shut up. That's not even
I just said it was fun.
It's not the same category,
I'm
man.
I'm complimenting it.
It's a good movie. All right.
Three Ninjas. I like how they... Three Ninjas, yeah, is a good, like, corny, dumb movie.
That's a really good movie. Especially when you find... I watched an interview with that... I think the Asian one. The Asian bumbling surfer thief. Like, it was the interview was about Fester, the main guy. We're going on Three Ninjas now. You got me. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I met this other guy on set. He's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm playing Fester. He's like, no, I'm playing Fester. And he's like, what? And he went and talked to the director. Hey, this guy says he's playing Fester. And he's like, he is. You're playing whatever, number three. And he's like, fuck this. And he walked off the set. And we're about to film. And then this, like, key grip, or some guy who holds, like, a boom mic or something. He's like, I think I could do it.
Wow.
And he's like, that's how this guy is, dude. And he just killed it in the movie. And I don't think he really ever acted again, which is terrible because he was so good. And he is really good. It's something off the nose, dude. It's bad news already. Like, he was really good, dude.
You want to order some pizza?
And he's like, halfway through the movie, he's still doing all his grip or whatever stuff before shots, and then at the end he just wasn't acting, but in the beginning he's doing all of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty cool. But yeah, this movie's hard to follow and not very fun. I was like watching it, it's so boring. It's just like a really big trip movie. Most of it, they're in a car or they're moving and walking to a destination, just trying to get Mac back to his parents somehow. And yeah. Oh, he whistled once in the desert, and now he knows where the fuck to go. He's kind of just got a sense of direction.
Yeah, he like lays, what was it? It was two photos of horses and then like a Chevrolet ad, and they're like, let's go to the desert and find horses. It's like, what the fuck? And then we go down, and then they find the family somehow in a tunnel. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
We're talking Chevrolet. You know what would get us to our destination faster than a horse? A classic 1989 Lumina.
Chevy.
By the Chevrolet Corporation. With leather seats and full electronic fuel injection. Yeah. New for the 1989 model year.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
And they find the bodies of the family in this cave, and they're like dead. And I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude? He's like poking them. Yeah, I think they're dead. And then I was like, I was feeling it for a second. I was like, no, don't even do it. Don't fucking do it, man. And he's like, I know what they need.
Coca-Cola.
Runs out to the car. Hold on. Here, drink this, little buddy. Somebody give me a straw, stat. The alien.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Coca-Cola did it.
Oh, my God.
It's sudsy, refreshing taste. It can bring anybody back from the brink.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking Coca-Cola saved him.
And it's creepy, too, because the design, the eyes don't close. So when they walk, their eyes
are
just wide open. It's
just yeah.
Creepy.
Didn't he poke it in the eye? I'm pretty sure he poked it in the eye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just so creepy. And, especially the dad one is like super tall,
yeah,
and gangly, and scary. Yeah, I don't know where the fuck this $13 million went. Somebody was walking around with a fat check in their pocket. Just yeah, it cost that much.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. somebody made a killing off this. Yeah. So they revived the aliens with the Coca-Cola, of course. And then was this after? Yeah, it was after the McDonald's birthday, right?
Oh yeah, this is like towards the end, like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean we got to go back to the
birthday. There's some stuff that we skipped over. We have to talk about McDonald's is for sure the highlight of the movie.
Somebody's got a birthday at McDonald's. I don't even know who the fuck it was. Birthday. I didn't care. Wasn't paying attention. It was just some way to get these guys in a McDonald's after talking so much about McDonald's. Yeah, just constantly talking about McDonald's. Would you like some? Hey, you know what? I could go for some McDonald's. Yeah, dude. That sounds good. Like you'd be eating breakfast. You know what's better than this? A delicious McDonald's breakfast. Like, anyway.
An egg sandwich so and hash browns.
Yeah, they go to this birthday at McDonald's.
Oh, and one of the characters is an employee of McDonald's.
I don't think we know that until then, right?
No, she shows up early in the movie with her fucking outfit on, with a big old M on her chest. Yeah,
I didn't even notice or wasn't paying attention until we were in the McDonald's, and then I saw her. Well, of course, she works at McDonald's.
Yeah, because like when she meets Michael at the house and she's walking away with Debbie. I think Debbie's the younger one. I think Courtney is the older one that works at McDonald's. But she meets Michael, the older brother, in the hallway, and they have an exchange. You know, they both think each other's cute. Anyways, the Courtney and Debbie are walking down the hall. And Michael says something to the effect of, "Yeah, I'll come to McDonald's or whatever." And then Debbie's like, "Yeah, you gonna get a Big Mac?" And then they walk out. It's like, what the fuck? So yeah, it's established.
Yeah, probably. Probably, that's the best thing. Yeah, there's the birthday party and Ronald McDonald's there. They keep cutting back to like a shot at like the same shot of him in the corner, pointing or something. It's like a rehash shot. All right, and it's a pretty good Ronald McDonald. Like I don't know if this is the guy that played Ronald McDonald in the '80s commercials because it looks just like it. Like you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't always look like Ronald McDonald when you throw someone in the makeup. I think this is might be the guy. Because I'm like, this is the guy from the commercials and shit and like the advertisements. He's looks like him.
That's where the $13 million went. some of it.
And they're having this birthday. And it's kind of a strange McDonald's. It's like before McDonald's got really 90s and kind of cool.
Yeah,
it was kind of boring, and then it got 90s and cool, and now it's boring again. Like at least the design of McDonald's, the interiors and stuff, because it's like the brown tile floor.
Yeah,
and it's very drab. And the only reason you could tell it's McDonald's because there's like one M on the outside glass. And it's strange. You're like, huh? There's only like four tables in this really big McDonald's.
Yeah,
kind of on the outer outskirts. That's because it breaks out into a dance number. For some reason, it's like, would you like a Mac tonight? And all these 80s people, leg high kicks and stuff, like denim skirts. And
the whole thing is so fucking ridiculous. The way it starts, I think there's like a shot of a boombox and it's like looking down. You don't know where you're at, what's happening. And you see some feet kind of like do its thing. And then it kind of like pans him to a wide shot, and you realize that you're in the parking lot of a fucking McDonald's where there's like 10 people breakdancing out in the parking lot. I was like, first of all, what the fuck? That's never happened in the history of McDonald's parking lots. And then we get into an establishing shot inside, and it looks like a fucking night. Like, it is popping. There's people running everywhere. It is like a lively. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
It's like a scene from like The Last Dragon in Seventh Heaven, you know, where they get the dancers and it's like fucking lasers. All right, Ronald's here, dude. We better show out, bro. And I don't know what that was or what the reason was. And the main cast isn't involved. It's just all these other people, like professional dancers. And then they're like, oh, that was neat. All right, it's a fun birthday party at McDonald's.
And Mac is in a bear suit, and eventually, like,
oh yeah, they hide him in a bear suit.
Yeah,
to hide him from people, so he wouldn't look like an alien. Because it was way less obvious if he's a walking, moving, whistling teddy bear. Yeah. But it seemed like just a way for them to not have to use the puppet for a bit and just put a child in this bear suit.
Totally.
And then good on them. At least a couple establishing shots. They show the bear suit and they put the puppet eyes behind it. So, he is in there. It's not a child. And he can stretch and manipulate his arms for, like Mr. Fantastic. Like someone's drinking a Coca-Cola there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his arm goes down. Out. Coca-Cola. Hey, what the heck is wrong with that bear? They're like, oh, that's a really cool teddy bear. How long have you had it? Oh, a long time. Why does it move and do all this stuff? Oh, it's one of those new computerized ones. I thought you said it was old. It was old. It's been retrofitted.
Yeah, it's got to be microchip.
Yeah, by the Teddy Ruxpin Corporation. You never heard of Teddy Ruxpin? Were you an idiot? This shit happens. Talking bears all the time, man.
Made by Boeing.
Yeah. Fucking door flies off. Yeah.
Just don't tell anyone. You'll be whacked. You'll be murdered. Hey-o.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so that's some pretty funny shit. I don't remember what gets him out of the bear costume.
The agents show up to McDonald's to like try and capture him in a cage, and then they escape on the wheelchair. That's where we get the fucking extended chase scene through Sears. We go through on the highway.
Oh yeah, I forgot the Sears Roebuck and Company.
For mom works, baby.
Jesus, you need to have a tie-in with like a wheelchair manufacturer, something. That's the fastest wheelchairs ever made.
I don't know why when you said wheelchair manufacturer, I thought of the wheelchair and Rumble in the Bronx with the fucking pad. I need a new pad, Jackie. The diamonds.
My ass hurts. Yeah, it's been a full of diamond. No wonder you hurt your butt. You're like my sister. My She's really pretty.
Oh, my God.
I think you should kiss her. Like, what? What are you talking about, kid?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. So good.
People throwing the kid. Ah! Jackie. Oh, so, yeah, the bumbling, like, agents. Do they ever specify who the hell they are? What agency they are? No. I think they're just like MIC agents or something, dude. Hired by McDonald's. So, oh yeah, then we get they finally revive the family with Coca-Cola, and they how are they trying to get them home? Are they riding in a car? I can't remember. They're just walking.
Yeah, they put them in the van, and then they stop at a gas station, and then they freak out some young woman who like pulls up next to him because one of the guys shoots his fucking arm out of the window and grabs
through
her.
The window.
Sprite, it's a Sprite this time, so they change it up. He grabs the Sprite, and then she freaks out, and then they end up leaving the van, and then we get the climax at the grocery store.
Yeah, they go in the grocery store, and there's a. I don't know if they ever did this. I don't remember seeing this. But you see it in movies. A pyramid of Coca-Colas. Mm-hmm. But just cans. You know? Yeah. It's not cases. Yeah, see the case pyramids. Yeah, that makes sense. Like you grab a case. It's just kind of stacking them up in a cool way. But the cans? Just a pyramid of cans. Where if you take one, the whole thing tumbles to the ground. And of course, he's an alien. He don't know no better. So he takes a little Coca-Cola off the middle row. And just go... Oh my God, what are they? Call security now. The manager. Security comes. 1980s. Albertson security has a fucking revolver.
Yeah.
Fucking freeze! You never know what's going to happen at the Albertsons. Got the security force with fucking handguns ready to go, dude. And the brother, don't hurt them. They won't hurt you. They just really like Coca-Cola. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll pay for the damage. Like, what damage? He just took a Coke and the couple fell.
He didn't even open the Coke.
Yeah.
So, you had the agents coming in, and I don't remember much other than the agents eventually, bombing the fucking grocery store? Right? And they're like, oh, there's nothing we can do. Just fucking bomb this place.
Yeah, I was confused because I looked away for a second. I was like petting my dog. And because from what I remember, they walk out of the grocery store and the dad alien has a gun still and they keep telling them to drop the gun. And then they get to the family of aliens get to the van and then all the cops just start unloading and start shooting at them. And then I kind of like looked over and started petting my dog. And then I look back and I hear the explosion. I look back at the screen, like the whole fucking door just lights up. I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Big practical like fire effect.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? And yeah, the kid dies.
Yeah. Which I missed. Like, what
hey, he didn't make it. But it's an off-screen death. I hear that in the Hong Kong version, he was shot on screen by, like, the agents.
Nice.
And, like, McDonald's had a problem with this. So they changed it to an off-screen death bombing. If that's any better for you, McDonald's. Oh, that way he won't get shot. Then he's just a... You know, cannon fodder. He's a, you know, he's too close. You know, yeah. Place blew up. What are you gonna do? You know, surprised I didn't show like a charred skeleton in a fucking wheelchair. The way this movie's going, it's like Jesus, dude. You're gonna kill the handicapped kid? What? And yeah, he dies. And it's not that sad. It's really not. It's weird the way it's played. It's like, he didn't make it? Oh, no.
Shucks.
Oh, darn.
Oh, golly.
He had so much life left in him. How did they bring him back? I don't remember.
They just circle around him, hold hands. The kid levitates, and then and then he gets revived.
Give Classic. Me the power, I beg of thee. And he's back. All right. And he has a use of his legs now. He jumps up in the air. Yeah. They're like, you can bring him back to life, but you can't restore his legs? Yeah. Come on. Really? You have the power to do that, but...
Yeah.
Sorry, kid, you're still in a wheelchair, but... You know, you're alive, so there's that. And so, yeah, they bring him back. And then I can't remember how the conflict gets solved between the agents and them. I just remember all of a sudden we're at a fucking commencement ceremony of people being made U.S. citizens. It just happened.
Oh, God.
And I really thought when I was watching this, when it's like, you know, without any threat of authority or minority, I don't know, I hereby, and he's doing the whole thing, swearing you in as a citizen. I just thought, man, this is the ending of Short Circuit, but just really not as good, because you can't, and I was like, how, you have to like, say, at least at the end, you have to like, I swear, right?
Yeah.
They can't even speak. So, like, they swear.
Not only that, but dude, there's so much you have to do to become a U.S. citizen. There's so much paperwork. There's so many, you have to take tests. It's like, do they cheat for them? What's going on? You don't just walk and do the thing and you're sworn in. Hey, welcome to America.
Unless you're Johnny Five, bro. Yeah. And then at least Johnny Five is cool at the end because you get the freeze frame of him golded out.
Yeah.
You know, now that you're a U.S. citizen, how do you feel? I feel alive.
Oh, my God.
All right. So they're made. You're now official citizens. And it shows them. Should have showed them in like suits and stuff. All right. We're assimilating nicely.
Yeah, the dad's in a suit. The kid's in a McDonald's shirt. I'm pretty sure it said McDonald's kids or something. And then the
oh, yeah, no, it was a tie-in. I guess I didn't even know this, but back then they had a McDonald's had a children's clothing line called McKids. I don't remember this.
I don't remember at all. Either.
If I would have known of this, I would have probably begged for some McKid shirts or something.
Yeah.
But apparently they had a clothing line too.
Wow. The only thing kids related to fast food that I remember was the Burger King stuff. And that's because they always ran ads. I had a bunch of like Ninja Turtle VHSs. And there's old Burger King ads.
They should have done Burger King in this because that kid was in a wheelchair.
It's true.
Remember, they were the super woke. Like back then, man, good. They were the first one. They had like the black kid,
and very diverse. Yeah,
they had the wheelchair kid. It was named Wheels. They had a girl with glasses. What? Like, anybody but a normal white kid was on the team.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it was cool.
The BK
that would have been
kids.
A good tie-in.
Yeah.
BK kids. Yeah, so another U.S. citizens establishing shot. And where do we get the little, we'll be back bubble?
After the ceremony, they cut to them driving in like a pink Cadillac. The dad's driving and everything. And then it's just like a wide helicopter shot of the highway. And then like a fucking visual effects, baby. The fucking bubble gum comes out of the car. And then it says like, we'll be back. And then it pops.
Yeah. Cheesy fucking word art.
Yeah.
iMovie. Shit.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, that's it, man. No, don't worry, they won't be back. I'm surprised they never made a sequel, though. You know, down the line.
Yeah, like straight to like video, this, low
yeah,
budget,
like a
yeah.
shitty sequel. Low, but I can't get any lower budget than $13 million.
Use the same assets, the same suits. You're good.
How are we gonna do this without $13 million? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't find much redeeming qualities in this. I don't have any connection to this. Even my wife watching it, she's like, I remembered it being better. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'm not finding anything in this. Is this, you had fun? You watched this a lot? She's like, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah,
like,
me too. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
Wow. All the time.
Which is like, it's interesting. Like, growing up as a kid, this is the only example I can think of, but I'm sure there's probably other examples, but it's like, growing up, I watched Mac and Me a lot. That was like, rent it, rent it, rent it. I want to watch it. But it's weird because this is the world where E.T. exists, which this is, we haven't even talked about E.T. This is
I forgot. Was,
an E.T. yeah. ripoff. Like,
blatant.
Not even blatant, yeah. And so it's like, why the fuck as a kid was I not watching the better version of this movie? It's just weird that as kids, you kind of like gravitate towards the not good one. You know what
and
I mean?
And I wonder
like,
what the budget of E.T. was.
I don't know.
I imagine it's comparable, if not less, than this. $13 million for this, man. And it, I just don't see it on the screen.
E.T.'s, well, fucking buckle up. E.T.'s budget was 10.5.
Oh, my God. What?
According to Google, 10.5 million for E.T.
Jeez. And these guys are like, you've seen E.T., right? Don't do it. This is gonna blow it out of the water. Mm-hmm. If people love DT, they're gonna love this, and they love McDonald's. So can't go wrong. This is a shoo-in. I'm telling you. And yeah, man, what a disaster. It must have done some money off of VHS sales, though,
because totally.
You couldn't. I've seen this around, and obviously you rented it a bunch. There's kids around who rented it a bunch. It must have made some of that money back. Mm-hmm. But damn, it's bad. I got no connection to it. My really only connection is, like I told you, that Paul Rudd, for a little bit, every movie he went to go promo on Conan, he would cue up a clip and talk about a clip from the movie, like, actually, and then just play that clip of the scene with the wheelchair falling down the hill. Conan would just, oh, God, again. It was so good. That was my only really knowing about it, other than seeing the VHS around as a kid. Never seen it. Yeah, it's a... It's a 3.2. It's damn near unwatchable if you don't have to. Like, if I was just watching this and not reviewing it, oh, God, I would have stopped.
Yeah.
I would never make it to the end.
Totally.
Probably would have stopped at the planet sucking in the first 10 minutes. You know? Where'd you get a fucking straw, dude?
Yeah.
What the...
I don't think we even established where we were. Because the planet, from what I remember, like, what is it, Saturn or something? Like, what? I'm trying to think of, like, what
planet is next
to
Saturn. It just looked like the desert,
yeah.
Right? And it looked really shitty. And then all of a sudden, when they're pulling out, they do some matte painting kind of stuff and have a nice space horizon with planets and stuff. And we're like, oh, where was that during? he couldn't impose that over all the other shots and make it look like a planet, dude. Yeah, that's all I already can't remember. What did I say? 3.2?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it 3.2. God,
yeah, this movie is really bad. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. And like I was telling you before we started recording, it's like, for as much as I watched this, it's surprising how little I remember, because I felt like I watched it for the first time. I don't remember fucking jack shit as I was watching it, which is not a good sign. Yeah, I was coming in. Yeah, echo everything you said. It's not very good. It's not entertaining. I was coming in with 3.7. I was thinking about a 3, just a solid 3. But I was like, I'm going to give it a point. I'm going to give it a 0.7 because the fucking McDonald's dance scene. I mean, you have to give it. You got to get a little bit of love for that. That's fucking gold. And then I thought about the there's a scene we didn't touch on, but there's this montage of him and his mom going out for a run, and there's like music playing, and in the RC car with all these dogs chasing him. I'm like, what the fuck? It's so corny and stupid, but it's like some of those moments that they are dumb, but it's like you're laughing at it, so there's a little bit of enjoyment.
Yeah, I think he had like leg warmers on his arms and like 80s sweatband in his wheelchair.
I'm gonna give it a 0.7. You know, just for the cheesiness, it's kind of, it's, you know, you're laughing at it. So 3.7 for me. But yeah, acting is terrible. The script's terrible. It's just a fucking cheesy, awful knockoff of E.T. It's a very bad movie.
Yeah, 3.2, 3.7. It's free on YouTube.
No one cares to take it down.
Like no one had any issue with a copyright. fuck. Mm-hmm. Keep it up there. Who cares?
People are watching. fuck it.
And I like how that's in the category of worst movie ever made. And so was one we reviewed not too long ago, Troll 2.
Yeah.
And Troll 2, you know, looks like Citizen Kane next to this.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much more entertaining and so much more enjoyable. So, yeah, there are usually when you hear about bad movies, they're fun, like The Room and stuff. This one, you know, it's not any fun. It's just bad.
Yeah, like what makes those movies like Troll or The Room is that, like, I think people gravitate towards them because the filmmakers tried and they failed miserably. And that's why we love it, because it's like, it's so ridiculous that you tried that hard and you failed that big. So it's like, it becomes enjoyable. But with something like Mac and Me, you know, they tried, but it's not as bad. Like technically, from like a technical point of view, Mac and Me is not a worse movie than Troll 2 in terms of like cinematography and acting and all that.
Sure.
Mac and Me is almost worse because it tried, but it's just this mediocre nothing burger. And so at least with Troll, it's so bad and it's entertaining and it's funny and you're laughing at it. So yeah, I think Troll 2 is a way better experience.
Yeah, at least the puppets had articulatable mouths.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, 3.2, 3.7, free on YouTube, like I said. Check it out if you need to. I don't know, man. You'll definitely want a Big Mac after this one. Wash away your fears and sadness with a ice cold condensing Coca-Cola. Thanks for joining us, as always. We appreciate you coming by. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, and we're here on YouTube, just like Mac and Me. Okay, you can find us both in the same place. I don't know if that's a good thing, but we're here too. Thank you for coming by. Appreciate it. Once again, 3.2, 3.7, Mac and Me, 189. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.